Rival elements of Papua New Guinea's police force are in open confrontation in Port Moresby this afternoon. Papua New Guinea's top anti-corruption policeman has got a court order to stop the police commissioner from suspending him. But officers loyal to the commissioner have locked down the anti-corruption supremo's office with chains and are not letting anyone near it. Our PNG correspondent Eric Torchek was there. This is a pretty awful Mexican standoff.
That's right, and this is probably, as you know, as far as things have escalated so far in this long-running conflict between different elements of the Papua New Guinea police force. When Matthew Damaru went back to his office this afternoon, he found a large number of police from different divisions of the Royal PNG Constabulary in the car park. There were people inside the building changing the locks. His own officers were outside, very unhappy with the situation. And as I watched, police called for reinforcements from their divisions and more police came up in trucks and troop carriers. And one police truck actually drove across and blocked the gates of the headquarters of the National Fraud and Anti-Corruption Directorate. While they did that, we could hear yelling from inside the building. And then officers came out and actually chained the gates. There are multiple entrances to the headquarters. They chained them shut and padlocked the gates shut before moving everyone away from the headquarters.
It's not far from this kind of scenario to an actual out-and-out coup situation, is it?
Well, this so far is confined to, you know, a dispute within the police force, but it does relate to the most senior officials within the Papua New Guinea government, everyone from the Prime Minister, the Attorney General, the Secretary of the PNG Treasury, have all been targeted by the National Fraud and Anti-Corruption Directorate in recent years. And it's disputes over how the anti-corruption officers have handled those arrests that have led to this point. What's happened now is the director was, you know, suspended over the weekend. He challenged that suspension in court today and won a stay, which means he would have effectively been able to stay in his job. He had been locked out of his office, and that was why they urgently sought that stay on the suspension so he could go back into the office and secure the prosecution files that involve, you know, many senior members of the PNG government. Just last week, he arrested the Attorney General and the Prime Minister's lawyer and the Supreme Court judge, the same judge who allowed a stay order over the National Fraud and Anti-Corruption Directorate's arrest warrant for the Prime Minister. So he told the court today in his affidavit that he has no doubt that all of this is connected to the fraud officer's attempts to arrest those senior officials.
Is the police commissioner effectively politically aligned? Is either side politically aligned?
Well, there's allegations that both sides are politically aligned. There's allegations that the actions of the National Fraud and Anti-Corruption officers, you know, relate back to, you know, their support for or their intent to get rid of the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill. And there's allegations that the Police Commissioner, Gary Barkey, who was actually appointed after the arrest warrant was sought by the National Executive Council, which is PNG's version of the cabinet, that Gary Barkey is trying to protect his own job and is acting under instructions from the Prime Minister or the Prime Minister's secretary. So, yes, there are allegations that both sides are politically aligned and that both sides' actions are politically motivated. The Prime Minister has maintained all along that he believes the arrest warrant that police sought for him was politically motivated, and it's, you know, that's part of the reason he says he's not standing aside. But the Commission himself acknowledged in a press conference yesterday that the timing of his move to suspend these top officers looked like it was related to their recent efforts to arrest senior officials, but he denied fervently that that was the case. He said it was due to an unrelated matter.
Eric Torchek in Port Moresby.